worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
My shower thoughts, most of them center around why is this so dirty?
Mickey.
Oh, you know, I guess I gotta go ask Google.
And Lazy E.
Oh, don't worry. It was a life experience. It's an adventure.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We are bright, we are shiny, we are colorful, and we are toxic, much like a Tide Pod. It's a freak accident, and just like a Tide Pod, we are delicious going down. So keep eating those Tide Pods, kids. Do humanity a favor and just devour them by the box full. Go right ahead. I support you in your endeavors.
Well, Crisco's back.
My name is Crisco. Welcome to a freak accident. And I am joined, of course, by two people who are much better at everything than me, and they're pretty cool and handsome. Yeah, handsome. It's Lazy E.
Thank you.
I just like paying you guys compliments sometimes.
Thank you.
Captain, Lazy E's here, and Mickey's here, too.
It is National Compliment Day, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Wow. You're topical on two ends.
I totally planned that. Totally planned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're great at that.
I'm gonna celebrate by following my Tide Pod with a shot of bleach. It's gonna be great.
The bleach pod challenge. I'm cheap. I go Ajax.
You should eat firecrackers too while you're at it, and then pick up a smoking habit.
No, you pick up the smoking habit while you're eating the firecrackers.
I am enjoying the bars and the cafes that are getting in on the Tide Pod thing, though. Have you seen the pictures of the donuts that they've decorated to look like Tide Pods and like the shot glasses?
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're much better for you than those things, though. We at least offer vitamin D.
Dentertainment?
It's the... That was almost too funny.
Thank you.
That was really, really clever.
Thank you.
Like, more clever than your normal brand of clever.
It's a highbrow humor.
I mean, you know, most of his stuff is gold, but every once in a while, he hits diamond.
Mm-hmm.
He gets
diamond.
Yep. Unearthed a big... big gemstone with that one there, sir. Well done.
It's all downhill from here, guys.
Did I mention the website or anything? Freaksatafreakaccident.com is the email. Obviously, afreakaccident.com is the website. So go there. There are things. You'll figure it out.
And email, because if you leave your physical address, we'll give you stickers.
I mentioned the email.
Well, I know.
Freaksatafreakaccident.com.
I know.
This is now the fourth time we're saying it.
Well, no. I mentioned about the stickers. I said
it's
emails.
Because there's an email.
What?
Oh, there's a mail!
Here's the mail.
It never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail. No!
Mickey, you're a dog nutritionist. I suppose that means you're also a dog scientist. Should we have tails? Like the song says, it makes me wanna wag my tail. That's probably not normal, right?
You can have tails if you want to.
Residual tails, don't they call them?
Wait.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, she just said you can have tails if you want to. She just implied that it's a choice.
Oh my god, you are like a millennial mother. Oh, if you try hard enough, you'll do it. No.
That's where we're at.
All right, let me push.
I don't like it.
I'll get a tail.
No, but no, something much, much worse.
I'll have to change.
Something much worse is going to come out the back region of your body, and it ain't going to be a tail, my friend.
My tail got on your chair.
I was just imagining the two of you deciding to be furries.
Ooh. Want to?
I mean...
Therefore, you could have a tail.
I call bear.
I'm going to be a cheetah.
Why'd you have to do the hand motion?
Because I'm fast.
I know what a cheetah is.
These are my paws reaching forward for love.
Don't do that. Not in this kind of climate.
Can you aim it in his direction, please?
Not this climate, man. Doing those hand motions.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, Mickey, wait. You're a dog nutritionist, though? A dog nutrition expert? Dogs eat poop.
Sure. Yes, they do. It's called coprophagia.
Yeah, okay.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It's Copacabana. Come on.
They eat poop, and Lazy E pointed out before the show, shoes...
Yep.
They eat
birds.
Dead birds, dirt.
Yep.
fascinating.
Yeah, great nutrition.
That has nothing to do with this email, though.
No, it does not.
The email is from Mickey's mom.
Oh. Yeah.
The subject of the email is Mickey's mom.
Okay, well.
Well, actually, it's Mickey's mom is annoyed.
Well.
When is she not?
Yeah, I was just going to say, par for course.
Is this a normal thing?
Really? You have to ask that question?
I don't know. I don't know her that well. You know her better than I do.
It's a normal thing.
You were birthed by her. You are the fruit of her loins.
Yikes. Anyways.
So, Mickey's mom is annoyed.
At who?
Us, I would imagine. That's probably why she sent the email to us.
All of us?
It would be weird if she was just starting to send us emails to tell us about her mood, like, in general. Like, I'm hungry.
I meant specifically who she's mad at. Is she annoyed at who?
I thought maybe, like, I haven't been answering her text messages or anything, so, like, this is her desperate attempt to get in contact with me.
We're going to start getting emails like, Mickey's mom is really enjoying her morning coffee. Please tell Mickey I still love her, and will she please talk to me?
What is she annoyed about?
She's annoyed at something from... Was the breastfeeding thing in last episode?
Yeah, it was the news segment.
Maybe.
The news update?
Sure, okay. Whatever.
So she says, breastfeeding in public is compared to your marbles hanging out? ! She says, did you not have anatomy ever? No, I have anatomy. In fact, I'm pretty much made up of it.
So
as a matter
always.
Of fact. Yeah. Yeah. So, in your face.
Boom.
And then she goes on to say, breastfeeding utilizes the same body parts as men are allowed to display openly and not just on nude beaches.
That's different.
Wait,
oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Men do not have boobs. This whole thing is stupid.
No, she meant nipples.
Which is the whole problem. It's not really the fatty tissue. It's the nipples.
Is it, though?
It is.
Well, look at Facebook. If you mark off the nipples, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah.
But it is different, though.
It is different.
So we did decipher she's mad at or annoyed with you and me, Crisco. We're the ones that put up that argument. Mickey was on her side.
It's different.
Sure.
It is a lot different.
Yeah.
How big are your boobs?
Big enough.
Okay, point made.
Yeah, but guess what? I can... nurse off of them all I want. I'm never getting nourishment.
Listen, maybe it's not fair, but guess what? Those are the rules. That's the way society made
it. I didn't write the genetic code. God did. So take it up with him.
Yeah. Jesus.
I thought I was going to get that.
I don't know.
You got rid of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't popular anymore. It wasn't trendy. Good. He's not getting texts from Jesus anymore, so he's just not going to take that off of the...
Why am I going to celebrate him if he's not going to get in touch with me? And I still didn't get that HBO or NFL ticket package, so...
It's because you don't believe in breastfeeding.
What?
I didn't say I don't believe in it.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't believe in it. No, that's imaginary. It's not real. No. It never actually happens. It's all a hoax perpetuated by the Illuminati.
We'd be better off.
Yeah, the Illuminati made up breastfeeding to distract you from the fact that the moon is hollow.
And football's in space? What?
Cheese. Moon cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, the moon is hollow because that's where they store all of the Asiago.
Yeah.
Where else do you think it comes from? There's no Asiago plant, Mickey. Yeah.
Find Asiago milk. They can't make it out of there.
What do these things mean?
For the win.
So, yeah, Mickey's mom, you're wrong. But that's okay. Most people are when they're dealing with us.
Yeah.
We're smarter than pretty much everybody, so it's a thing.
I'm going to write her back. I'm annoyed with you. I'm looking right at the email,
too. Don't send any more emails.
Yeah.
Man, we get a lot of spam still.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's all spam?
Oh, it is.
One of them says, keep that off your business account. There's a period after every word.
Yeah. Awesome.
Is this a business?
Yeah, and business is good.
Oh, and they also want to tell us about a cryptocurrency that could turn 1,000 bucks into 1 million.
Ooh, let's write them
back.
It
definitely ain't Bitcoin.
No.
There it goes.
Yep.
It didn't even hit the bottom yet. It's just going.
Yeah.
Falling down the pit.
The pit of despair.
Right. Are you cold or something?
I am, yes.
She's over there. She's wearing, like, this hemp jacket, and she's, like, almost got her arms crossed. Like, all you're missing is a shiver and, like, an icicle dripping down from one nostril.
I'm close to it in this room. It's a little chilly in here.
It is not.
It is.
I am wearing a t-shirt, and that is it, and I'm fine.
Didn't you just come back from the gym?
Nope. That was this morning, hours ago, as a matter of fact.
Honestly, I thought if you put on a certain hat, you could be like, hear ya, the news, come and get the news. You look like a newsie.
A newsie.
Oh, yeah, you need one of those old guy driving hats that they wear all the time when they're driving around on Sunday and won't get out of my way.
Flood downtown, read about it all, read about it.
No, it's flooding downtown right now.
Oh, it is, these ice champs.
Yeah,
it's out of control.
Oh.
Yeah. Luckily, my house is built on stilts, so we're fine.
Our next album for our band. It's called Ice Jams. Yeah. Ice Jams.
It's the follow-up to our last album, Log Jam. It was just all about the megacolon.
It was autobiographical.
Autobiographical. It was full of biograph.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to stay by it, too. That's going to be
Biagra.
One of
it was full of Biagra. In fact, it was biograph-ful.
Biagra. It's like Bimenin.
I was going to say, did you mix the Bimenin and like Viagra? Is that what you were doing?
No, that's how the Bimenin thing. Bimenin.
I remember.
Costanza. Seinfeld.
Oh, my God. Let's get out of this really quick. Let's move on to what we're talking about on the show.
Joy.
Mickey's mom, thank you for trying, but ha ha ha.
Yeah.
What a paltry effort.
Let's. Ooh, we have chicken?
Paltry, not poultry.
Oh.
Close, though.
Man.
B minus. On the show today, how to make your dating profile work a little better in the new year. This is important since Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Still time to get that date.
That's right. And we're going to help you figure out how. Lazy E, the expert in this category.
We've already went over my expertise.
I know, which is why you're going to be the one to lead the charge into this discussion, because you apparently have a magic way around these sorts of things.
Not without that chicken you promised.
I'll get you some chicken.
All right, good.
Don't you worry. We'll go to Popeye's after the podcast is over.
Sweet.
We're bringing back, it's being rebirthed, the reality show generator game.
Oh, this is a fun game.
We haven't played this in, like, months.
Since October.
Is that when we did the last one?
Yeah,
the
first one.
Kudos to him for actually...
First and last.
Yeah.
Kudos to him for doing the research and actually going and looking when we did the last one.
October 10th, I want to say. October 10th or 17th, one of those two. You go back into the podcast section of freakaccent.com. You can check it out. But do you want me to quick explanation for people?
Sure.
All right. What we do, we have all different parts of reality show names in a generator bag. And we pick it. We pick out.
I actually have a top hat here somewhere. I can get it. And we can pull it out of a top hat.
So
leave my fedora alone. Don't even look at it.
So
a little dusty.
Then what we do is we pick out a bunch of the words from the names. And we create a new reality show that we then have to pitch.
Okay.
Done. Why are you looking?
We could have waited until the segment to explain it, but that's fine.
Yeah, but what if they just turned it off?
Well, then they probably weren't listening to you anyway.
Hmm.
I make good points, don't I?
Yeah.
I am smart.
When you promise chicken.
No, you're not.
How would you know?
Ouch.
You just know things about dogs.
And
don't call me names.
So, that was an opening.
We got that.
Yes, it was.
Some nut who's a neuropsychologist, or at least he calls himself one, has made the outrageous claim that certain candies all taste exactly the same. Specifically Skittles. We're going to test that theory live and pre-recorded right here on A Freak Accident. In that segment, and then of course we got to talk football because now that the conference championships are over and the Vikings have embarrassed themselves in front of the entire free world, we can get ready for the real teams to head to the Super Bowl.
And we're going to find out how Tom Brady's wife almost saved all of our lives. Almost saved every single one of our lives.
She flew her plane into the bottom of the alien ship and exploded the whole thing. Good for her.
Will Smith. That's his wife.
No,
that was
Bill Pullman.
It wasn't Bill Pullman either.
No.
It was Randy Quaid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, whatever.
God, He is from an alien ship.
He is now, anyway. So all that, those things that I mentioned, and probably a little bit more, too, on the side. A little side of slicing awesome.
Maybe it'll be chicken.
Maybe it will be chicken. Maybe it'll be a Tide Pod. Maybe it'll be both. Find out if you keep listening.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
We're going to help you become cooler online. Well, who better to give that kind of advice than the coolest people on the internet?
Who do we have on the show today?
Mickey!
Nope.
She's hardly ever on the internet.
What?
Ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's on this show, though, and this show is on the internet.
This
so
is about it.
There are hours and hours, or if you distill it down to the amount of time that she usually talks, there are like at least minutes worth of
three
of Mickey content all across the internet.
Okay. I can
iTunes, maybe Spotify soon. We don't know yet. But yeah, you're everywhere, Mickey. You're huge online.
I hate my life.
Wow.
She has plenty of fans, too. People who listen to the show actually like her. Go figure. You guys have terrible taste.
Wait a second. Mickey, close your ears.
Who? I'm trying to give her a little pick-me-up.
Oh, okay. Okay, you can unplug your ears.
Okay.
Wait, how did you hear him say that if your ears were plugged?
You liar! You lie!
So Mashable put together an article, how to whip up your dating profile into shape for the new year. First of all, one way not to do it is to do what the picture that they have here is some guy curling 10-pound weights that are in the shape of hearts. You gotta lift heavier than that, you weakling!
Gonna be honest, you shouldn't be posting pictures of you lifting weights at all.
It's a cartoon.
I know, but I mean,
true.
Period.
Also true. Yeah, keep that crap off Instagram.
There's a bonus one
for you. Do you hear me? My sister? She doesn't listen, so probably not.
Oh, that's jerk move.
So let's see. Hopeful daters, your time has come. As the folks behind dating apps will tell you, the first 2 months of the year are huge for finding love online because everybody's in a rush to get some before Valentine's Day. Get some love.
Yeah.
Like it's a commodity. They just want a little bit of love.
It's like bitcoins. Trying to get something.
Let's see. Dating site Match even has a name for its biggest day of the year, Dating Sunday. This year they're projecting it will fall on January 7th. So that's passed already. You missed it, guys. Sorry. Pack up. You could just wait until 2019.
But this is good help for then.
Yeah. Let's see. That's when data analysts expect to see a 42% jump in activity. Why one specific? Maybe it's like a New Year's resolution type thing. It might not even be tied into Valentine's Day. It's this is the year I find love, and for whatever reason, everybody waits a week after New Year's.
Well, they're trying harder. That's the thing. Everybody tries. Even during this time of the year, everybody tries a little bit harder because it's still fresh in the mind. I'm going to actually pursue it, not just wait for it to come to me.
So if you're trying online dating, which pretty much everybody's doing it these days, is that like the preferred choice to meet somebody anymore?
I don't know if it's preferred, but it's another avenue. Like, people, I don't think, totally depend on it all the time.
I don't think you can, at least not safely and or accurately, at least.
No, but, I mean, if you're going to go actively, like, want a relationship, and you're going to go to a bar specifically to find a girl, why wouldn't you put yourself out there?
I guess, yeah.
What Please don't go to a bar to find a girl.
Yeah, I know. You go to a bar to meet a girl, you'll lose the bar, a girl at that bar.
What? Wait,
you
what?
Meet a girl at a bar, you'll lose the girl at a bar.
Oh.
Meaning she's going to just pick up another guy.
Sounds about right, yeah.
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 But regardless, anywhere.
Go to the library. There's nice girls at the library.
Yeah, but you can't talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. Then she doesn't find out how much of an idiot you are.
Yeah,
you just look intelligent. You're some, like, you know, moderately handsome dude in the library.
Just
score.
Make sure you hold the book upright. That's it.
You mean up, right side up.
Right side up,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, upright.
No, that just start with
no,
upright.
No, you got to, like, get the lounge going. You know what I mean? Like, you do, like, the laying on the side with the book open in one hand and the other arm, like, draped over your outstretched leg.
And then what you tell her...
Like the Ian Malcolm pose from Jurassic Park.
Sure.
You tell her an interesting fact, and you'd be like, yeah, I read it in a book.
Right. Anyway, if you are doing the online dating thing and you're not taking our advice of meeting some awesome babe in a library, here's some tips from Mashable. Number one, get the basics down is their first tip. It may seem obvious, but it's worth reiterating that daters who include photos and a personal bio are more likely to attract matches. Or,
of course,
a very, very, very catchy tagline. That's which I still, that is one of the best things I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not a piece of meat. That's what got proofreader.
I want to turn that into like the tagline for the podcast. A freak accident. We are not pieces of meat.
That's not a bad idea.
It's a pretty good idea.
Think about it.
If you don't provide people with a lot of information, it makes it very difficult for them to start a conversation. Or they'll be creeped out with the person who it's just like the generic silhouette of a human being profile picture. And like the name is Rick. Oh yeah, that seems safe.
No one will ever, I won't say no one, 99% of people will not go for you if you don't have a picture.
That leads to number two, optimize your photo selection. Apologies to our glasses wearing friends. Wait, what? I look awesome in glasses. Okay, don't you insult me. You can look fine wearing glasses.
Okay, four eyes.
So what's it say?
It says, wearing glasses in profile pictures decreases a user's right swipes on Tinder by an unfortunate 15%.
What?
I don't know why. That seems like the kind of thing where, like...
I know girls that specifically, like, they'll see a guy in glasses and they'll be like, ooh.
Well, I know girls who look really good in glasses, like, better without them. I know guys who look better with glasses than without them. Wouldn't you agree Murderer
All
looks better with his glasses than without them?
Is Arrested Development when she takes off the glasses.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. And she turns into, like, this horrible mutant, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or in, what was that that one movie that was, like, a 90s teen movie where, like, the girl all said she was gorgeous, but nobody looked at her because she wore glasses?
Oh, yeah, that was the Not Another Teen Movie.
No, that was the movie that spoofed that. In the other movie. But it was basically like, oh, well, we're going to make her beautiful by taking off her glasses. Like, what?
Yeah, take out the ponytail and take off the glasses. Boom, she's a bombshell.
Right, yeah. Hats, too, apparently, decrease a user's right swipes by 12%. Lazy. Snapchat filters are also bad news. Snapchat filters suck, period.
What are they?
They're the things that, like, where people post them. It's all over friggin' Facebook now. Because I don't have a Snapchat. I refuse to have one. It's stupid. But it's where, like, it turns them into, like, a mouse. Or, like, it adds all the extra crap in front of their face.
So you can't actually see their face.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. It's like, what's the point?
I'm wondering if the thing with the hat, I wonder if a girl looks at it and goes, will he ever, like, do up his hair and, like, go somewhere nice? Or is he just one of those guys, you know?
Or is he bald?
Ooh. That, too. That, too.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody. Number three, show a little school spirit. Put those dollar bill years of schooling to good use by sharing your alma mater in your dating profile. Okay, so show that you went to school.
Show that you're educated.
This seems a bit, oppressive to people who go to trade school or don't bother to go to a continuing education program at all.
They mean
maybe they just got a real job out of college or out of high school.
But they mean if you did it, show it. It obviously has improved.
I think that's a terrible idea because you're going to get a lot of gold diggers.
Not with my degree.
But they're going to see. That's like saying, like, you know, put your job title down.
Yeah, some dating service called Hinge found back in September that listing a school on a dating profile is a surefire way to get more likes. But the type of college a user attended affects how much of a boost he or she will see, of course. Liberal arts colleges perform best. Why? That's where, like, the main focus of nonsense happens, is at liberal arts colleges. Those people aren't learning anything.
But it's kind of one of those things, like, especially in the dating range, if you're talking about typically 20s to 35, that is attractive to them. It's like, whew, he's artsy.
Ugh.
Yeah, as opposed to the guy who went to school for welding and he's making hundreds of thousands of dollars as a welder. Yeah, that's not impressive at all.
But they're saying share that, though.
This guy's got a degree in frickin' frog dance therapy. Oh, wow, that makes sense. Wow, how attractive.
I tried that. They wouldn't let me in the classes. Couldn't get in.
Number four, don't discount the dreaded double text.
Though some of us would rather give up on a match than follow up on an unanswered first message, brave daters might want to rethink that stance. Per data insights from Hinge, published in May, a second text doesn't typically end in disaster. In fact, the numbers crunchers at Hinge found that users who waited about 3 hours and 52 minutes, exactly, not a second longer, to send a second text got responses more often than not.
You know what? That was something we did on this podcast, like, maybe last year. If you do that with anybody, the second text, you're guaranteed to get a response. Not too soon after, but if you haven't heard from them, just send another one. Don't feel afraid to do that.
Number four, try something new. Burnt out on all the biggest online dating apps? Last year brought a batch of new apps meant to help people find love online. Tired of swiping for yourself? Convince a trusted pal to swipe for you using Wingman, an app where users find dates for their friends. God. Are you the type who loves to hate? Check out Hater, which pairs up users with a distaste for all the same things. My God, Mickey! This is perfect for you!
Oh my God!
Thank God you have Murderer, but I mean, if that ever falls through, look, you've got...
I'm set for life.
Your haven has arrived.
My God, you'd be the Tiffany Amber Thiessen of that app.
I don't even know who that is.
Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
She's 44 this week. She's still...
Crazy with your random factoids.
Yeah. She has a show on Netflix, too, like Angie and Katie or something like that. I know way too much about it.
Yes, yes, you do.
Apparently you do, yeah.
Poor proofreader.
It says, hey. If you want more tips for how to navigate the online dating landscape, you can find out more stuff. They provide a link. So go to Mashable and if you want to follow up on this stuff. I don't necessarily think that any of this is really going to like make or break something. It's I mean, other than the stuff where it's like, make sure you have a picture and have information and be honest about it.
I think that has to do with the school, whether it's a trade school. It doesn't have to be. I mean, maybe the liberal art one does raise the amount. But if you're having trouble getting matches and messages, maybe try one.
If you're out there scoping for dudes who went to liberal arts college, that's your first mistake.
But I think you should share where you went to school.
Oh, sure.
Because then... That's what the whole thing about online dating, the perk of it is, you learn a little bit more about them than if you just saw them.
And don't put the School of Hard Knocks either, like
an
idiot.
Oh, no, no.
Or I will find you and I will throttle you for being a dope.
Oh, man, if I was single right now, I would put as my school, I'd put a regular school, and what was your degree? I'd be like... I'm a doctorate in thugonomics.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the streets. That's where I got my education. It was in real life.
Yeah, Bronx. The Bronx, baby.
You grew up in Mountaintop. That is the furthest thing from the Bronx you can possibly get.
That's the Bronx of upper middle class.
No, it isn't.
Shut up.
I was wondering if there was a Bronx, Pennsylvania, maybe.
Yeah, Bronx. Yeah, that's what we call the grocery mart. Bronx's groceries.
Yeah, yeah. That's like when like those country people say, "Oh yeah, I gotta drive into town." What you mean where the Walmart is? That's not town. That's just a store in the woods.
Yeah.
Freaking weird. Just don't be an idiot. How about that? Don't be an idiot. Don't lie, and the online dating thing might work out for you.
And put a little effort in. Don't expect just messages. How about message somebody?
That's right. Up next, we are going to play the reality show generator game.
Oh, it's
going to
be fun.
On a freak accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
La 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 la. Different song. I know. I don't care.
No, that's fine.
So let's play. Lazy E explained it before, and I don't think you'd like start listening to a podcast randomly in the middle of it. So let's just assume they already heard the rules and how it works and start playing.
Want to just say it fast?
Again?
Yeah.
Fine.
No. We're branding the game.
No.
Fine.
Let's just go right into it. They can figure it out.
Reality show names all cut up into
there's
our
a bunch
generator.
Of words in a bag. You pull out the words, you make the name of a reality show, and then you have to pitch it.
And all the words are from reality show names. Done. That was fast.
Next segment.
Next. We're done with the game.
Am I starting? I guess, because you're aiming the bag at my head,
know.
Right?
The bag picked you. I mean the generator.
The generator. Does it have, like, technological sounds to it?
There you go.
That's it. All right.
And he says he's not a good producer.
I know. Come on. That's on the spot.
So how many do I pick?
Just pick one at a time and read them.
Okay. Okay.
Read it.
So you think you can...
Oh, no. You might end it here.
Baking.
So you think you can bake? You want to pick one more to see if it makes a something...
So it makes it make more sense?
Yeah.
So you think you can baking world?
Oh, no.
I'm going to put these two back. I'm going to find one that makes more sense. So you, cause rather
well, it
than...
could have been world baking.
So you think you can world baking?
Yeah,
yeah, why not?
That's terrible syntax too, Mickey. All right, this is fine. I can work with this. So you think you can shore? Okay.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what music would be so you think you can shore.
Is it like a beach shore or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll go with shore. Go for it.
All right. So this is basically going to be a reality show about people trying to rebuild Seaside Heights for like the fifth time and just a series of natural disasters constantly coming in and wiping it out. And so then they have to rebuild it. Like, okay, this time we made it hurricane proof, but oh no, an earthquake. And go, okay, so now we made it earthquake proof and oh, meteor shower destroyed everything. And it just follows those people's exploits. And it's kind of like the show where they used to rebuild people's houses with like all the stupid what
oh,
was it
yeah, the guy yeah,
move
yeah.
that bus you know and all that Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Sure,
it's basically what it is. It's them trying to remake the boardwalk in a way that will stand, but it never will because it's New Jersey.
And what's
so
the name
cares?
Again?
So you think you can shore?
So you think you can shore? Here, toss it back in here.
Oh,
we got to give everyone a fair chance to get everything.
Fine.
All right,
shake that bag up.
There you go. Get mad.
I mean, the
generator.
Yeah,
wait,
right.
Ready?
Yeah, the antirositor.
Yeah.
All right,
Mickey, you're next.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Mickey.
Come on, get some good ones.
Jump in.
I feel like this bag is diseased. I mean, the generator is diseased. Championship?
Oh, this could be good. Remember, you could reorganize the words.
I can't get it. What is this?
I want to be blank championship, maybe? Championship I want to be.
I want to be top championship?
Okay.
To be top championship.
What is it, Mickey?
Right.
A collection.
Wait, you gotta wait for the music to start.
Come on.
All right, ready?
You gotta set the mood.
Yeah, ready? Want to be top championship.
This is a collection of all the millennials that are online doing the Tide Pod Challenge. And they're looking for new challenges, like how to set themselves on fire.
Oh my!
And natural selection.
That might be a great... What's the name again?
I want to be top championship.
That was
That's
actually
amazing.
Really good.
I like that.
All right.
Please try the set yourself on fire challenge as soon as possible.
Reset the generator.
Try the drink acid challenge as soon as possible. Try the lay down in the middle of the busiest highway you can find challenge.
I think the generator's ready.
Do it tomorrow and then snap. Do it tomorrow and then Snapchat it and send it to us. And we will not see it because we don't have a Snapchat, but we'll have done the world a favor anyway.
Yeah, right.
Because you'll be dead.
Yeah, add that in.
I did.
Wait, she already got that one. No. It's,
they're down. They're stuck down in the corner.
Oh, that's why.
Come on, Crisco, do your job.
What?
Reset the generator.
I mean, generator, fix.
You do it.
There's the generator. It's fixed. There we go. Chef. Chef.
It'd be great if it was like Chef Baker cooking.
Top Chef, which is like
oh, maybe
that's
on.
Already a show.
Wait, hang on. We can make it better. Worst Top Chef.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, worst Top Chef.
All right. So you know all these chefs have a restaurant somewhere in the United States. Well, we're here to find out which one put the most disgusting stuff in food to the most complaining restaurant goer.
Okay, so we're going to like do the Yelp reviews for like the top chef restaurants.
But what it is, it's actually a double reality show. These people are just trying to figure out if they're not the worst of the worst, okay? But what it turns out is there's customers, a.k.a. the guests, going to purposely try to cohorts them. There we go.
That isn't even a word either. What word are you trying to say?
Coax them. There we go.
Okay.
Coax.
I knew it was somewhere in the English language.
The guests are trying to coax them.
Apparently my disease from last week popped up on you guys.
They're trying to coax them into putting disgusting stuff into their food. Top worst chef.
Worst top chef.
Yeah, whatever.
I love it.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, we can do one more.
All right. Put these back. Put them. Wait, generator sound.
Yeah, by the way, Mickey, you're not in any place to talk after Beov, by the way.
Yes.
Murderer told me all about that.
What?
You didn't hear about this? All right.
He doesn't have your number.
He says, I know Mickey likes to give you a hard time for stumbling over words, but she asked me last night, how do you spell Beov? Like, you know, go Beov and beyond. Oh, wait. I mean above. Never mind.
Beov.
He says, my brain had to reset for a solid 30 seconds.
Great stuff.
You caused his mind to blue screen.
All right. Congratulations.
How do you think my brain felt?
All right. The generator has been reset.
Yours is the one that formed that incoherent mess of words.
That's why I asked for help.
All right. What do we got?
Okay. I've got... I'm done. I pulled two out of
say the name.
I'm done. Okay. The name of the show is Brother Hoarders.
Oh.
Hang on. We got to find a good... All right. Brother Hoarders. You ready?
Yep. This takes place down south, obviously, and it's just all about finding all of the different members of your family, which everybody's related down there, right? And it's just you find as many of them that are as close to a relation to you as possible, and you see how many of them you can stuff into your house. Whoever can stuff the most in wins. So it's kind of like a game show, too.
Yeah, no, this is...
I got more Uncle Jesses than you do, Uncle Jesse! Now get in the house.
How many of them have the same last name and first name?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, yeah. That's bonus points.
Yeah, yep. So there you go, Brother Hoarders.
All right, Mickey, reset the generator again.
Mickey's gonna go. I can't get my hand in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure not.
No, come on.
Did you just pull Brother Hoarders out of the bag?
Almost. Hold on, we're doing this.
Yeah, we are doing this.
This is happening in real time. Stop picking the worst ones.
Generator.
Wait. See, you cut them, but what?
Who
what
cares?
Does this say?
Come on, use your language.
It's a bove.
I love Apprentice, so you think you can.
So you think you can love an apprentice. There we go.
There you go. So you think you can love an apprentice. All right. Perfect.
All right, hang on. We got to find a... All right, you ready? So you think you could love an apprentice. Go ahead, Mickey.
So this is similar to that the sword making show, but instead of setting them up with an apprentice, they set them up with somebody who they think they can teach to be an apprentice, but they also have to date as well.
Oh, all right. I might actually watch that. That's just the right cacophony of crazy. That's good. Pretty good. I would have said that's like so you think you can love an apprentice. It's basically like.
The reality show.
It's The Bachelor, but in the Star Wars universe. And
it's like
Padme trying to constantly, you know, find Anakin-type dudes.
That's what it's called, Anakin-type dudes.
Yeah.
All right. I think I got a message. All right. First word, keeping up with. This could go bad to the point where we might have to edit.
Oh, God, please.
So, keeping up with... No, that's the same freaking thing as Mickey did.
Way to go, Mickey.
Somebody's got to teach this thing how to cut paper correctly.
Keeping up with Chef.
Maybe don't do... I mean, see what else you pull out. Maybe don't do Chef.
Depending on what I get, this could be funny. Keeping up with... No.
We're going to find a better one. We want to make this funny, too.
Just grab it.
Keeping up with Top Chef. How am I getting literally the same ones?
Have you seen the sizes of these papers?
They're all over the place. There we go. Keeping up with Dancing Chefs.
All right. Okay. What is it about?
All right. Hang on. Got to find some good music. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. You think they're chefs to begin with in this show. But really, they're just in a mental hospital. And they're dancing around. With chef hats on and nothing but aprons.
Oh no.
And you have to keep up with them.
You do it.
And catch them before they run out the door. You have to catch the mental patients.
Wait, stop the music.
It sounds more like a bad video game.
I just went in, okay? I just went into the machine. And I got my own. This is going to be the last one we do. Give me Keeping Up With.
Okay? Keeping Up With.
We're all going to try together, all three of us. That was ridiculous, by the way. We're all going to come up with the premise for this show.
Oh, no.
Which is Keeping Up With Hip Hop Toddlers. What is the premise, Mickey, Lazy, and Grisco?
I got music for this.
For Keeping Up With Hip Hop Toddlers.
You ready?
Go for it.
You start.
All right. Keeping Up With Hip Hop Toddlers. Basically, it's a time travel epic where you go back in time and you have to see Jay-Z and Kanye and, you know, Ice Cube and Tupac all when they were just little kids, when they were in the crib. In the crib.
And you have to find out the root of the East Coast, West Coast battle, which probably started with Block. So you have to find a way to get them to share.
It started on the toddler show. So they're way back when, and their moms dressed them up. That's what made them so mad.
Okay. And then it ends with a race as you put them in their strollers and push them down a steep hill and see if you can keep up with them.
And all their names were a little different than, like, well, we had Tupac, but his name was Two at the time. Then we had Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, he was just one Pac at that point.
and then Biggie Smalls.
The second Pac hadn't dropped yet.
Biggie Smalls was just Smalls.
It was so little far. Smalls.
Yeah, little Smalls. The L-I-T-T-L-Y. E-E-Whoa-Whoa-Whoa-E. I'm going to stop. I can't spell anymore.
You can't speak either.
I know.
That was like a scat rap kind of thing. He just did whoa-whoa-e-oh-whoa-whoa-e. Like, what?
That's also part of the show. It's all part of the show.
Keeping Up With Hip Hop Toddlers.
They have baggy diapers.
Ugh.
That hang off their butts so they just poop all over the place.
Whatever one you like best, email us, freaks@freakaccent.com.
Yeah, or come up with your own, or better yet, come up with a better premise for Keeping Up With Hip Hop Toddlers.
Please, freaks@freakaccent.com.
If you have the best, I'll send you
stickers.
One of my socks.
And a sticker.
Yeah. Up next, we're going to do the taste test to see if all Skittles really do taste the same.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Three little Skittles are fun to chew. Some for me and some for you.
This crackpot, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
It was a new research study was put out by some researchers at the Brandeis University Neuropsychology Lab.
Just a long enough name to believe it.
Brandeis University Neuropsychology Lab. This guy specializes in taste, and he says that apparently most gummy candies all have the exact same taste, actually. As do all Fruit Loops.
Yes.
Doesn't matter the color, they all actually taste exactly the same. But the most shocking...
Yeah, because Fruit Loops isn't shocking.
The most shocking was when he said that Skittles all taste exactly the same, despite the color, despite the apparent difference in smell.
That's the way, apparently, that he says they trick you into thinking. Okay. Well, because smell is part of taste.
Right.
So we've got a bag of Skittles.
Yes.
And we are each going to try. Lazy E, you can start.
All right. Now, you can't smell or look. So
close your eyes.
Show Mickey what the color is.
All right.
You're going to have to tell me if I'm right or wrong, so I have the thing here.
Okay, so...
So I shouldn't say the color out loud.
Don't say it yet.
Yeah. That would kind of ruin things.
We'll say it after he gets the chance to eat it and then chew it.
And tell me what all the flavors are on the back. Because they're newish.
Okay. There are...
They're the original, but they changed them since I've had them.
Grape, strawberry, lemon, green apple, and orange.
All right. So I'm going to put this. Here it is.
Yep. What do you think? Grape, strawberry, lemon, green apple, or orange?
It is tougher when you don't smell it or see it. I'm going to take a guess and it was orange.
Okay.
He got it right. It was orange.
All
right. It actually was. All right.
Aren't you glad I didn't say green apple?
All right, Mickey, you're going to go next. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And by the way, you will have to trust us that our eyes are closed.
You.
No, I'm telling the listener. You'll have to trust us that our eyes are, in fact, closed.
You know, mine definitely are because I don't trust you too.
I honestly thought about getting those bad tasting...
The bean boozled
beans.
And just squeeze them into the shape.
Well, Mickey, since you didn't eat any of the bad ones during that game...
Yes, I did. I had one bad one. I had the canned cat food or whatever it was. Right.
There it is. Okay. Nope. So again, the flavors are grape, strawberry, green apple, orange, and lemon.
All right. Ow.
And she broke her tooth.
She just broke her tooth on a Skittle.
I think it's grape.
Oh, it is.
Ugh.
Way to go.
That was gross.
So this guy's full of freaking crap then. That's all two right. in a row. Now watch me ruin it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
I'll show it to Mickey first.
Well, hang on.
And lick it while you're at it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just going to make it taste delicious.
Okay.
It tastes like Lazy E.
Oh!
No, I haven't eaten it yet. All right.
God, man.
So I wonder what that was then.
Just
all right.
Worse.
Here it is. Here it is. Okay. All
right.
What are the flavors again?
Oh, let's see. Green apple, strawberry, grape, and lemon?
An orange. You forgot orange.
An orange.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad I didn't forget totally?
That's green apple. They do not taste the same. This guy's a freaking idiot.
Yeah, what the hell kind of study?
How much of my tax money went into this stupid research study and it's wrong?
I'm just going to have a Skittle.
Now. Yeah, can I have some more, please? That's not grape flavored.
Yeah, I want to try another flavor now and see if I can detect the difference, because that was very obviously green apple.
Well, close your eyes. Well, I can tell you, I didn't even look at it right now, and I know that was cherry.
Okay. Well, I mean, just give me another. I don't even care if I know what it is. I want to see if it tastes different. Because I'll be able to tell if the strawberry one tastes different.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
I mean, I'll admit they taste very similar.
Once you get through the coating...
No, that definitely tastes like strawberry. Well, like, you know, a fake amalgamation of what strawberry would taste like, but it's got a strawberry-ish flavor.
Natural, what is it, natural flavoring of flavor natural, however they list it?
Well, no, yeah. This is the furthest, Skittles are the furthest thing from natural as you can possibly get.
I can tell you, I just put two of them in my mouth and I was able to be distinctive. I held my nose, too. I didn't look at them.
Yeah, this guy's wrong. Who is this idiot? I'm going to put his name out there so the entire internet knows this guy's a fraud. He's a hack fraud. Don't ever read any of his freaking research papers.
Now, I do agree that Fruit Loops are all the same taste.
I mean, for the most part.
I know they're just...
There is something that I was just watching on Netflix where they did a cake tasting test, and they just colored the cake frosting a different color. So they did it blindfolded. She ate all four pieces of cake. They all tasted the same. They removed all the plates, put four new plates out, and said, okay, now I want you to taste them without the blindfold off. And she made up what they tasted like, even though they were exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, but we literally closed our eyes, correct, didn't smell, just shoved them in our mouths, and we were able to discern what flavors they were.
Yeah, I mean, before I actually bit into it, it could have been dog poop. I wouldn't have known.
This guy's name is Don Katz. And he is wrong. No one has ever been more wrong than this guy. And he calls himself a scientist. You are pathetic.
You are pathetic.
You get out of your research field.
Although if he's doing clinicals, I'll totally sign up for them.
Oh.
Mickey will sign up for your clinical. She'll do anything at this point. And if it involves candy, all the better.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So you really like Skittles, don't you?
I am desperate for sugar right now. I'm trying to stay awake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks. Good.
Sorry.
Good.
Glad to know we're so entertaining that you can't help but fall asleep. Yeah. What do you think, listener? I know the answer. I can hear it. I can hear it even from here, and it hasn't even happened yet. I can hear you snoring into the future. Up next is football on a freak accident. Enjoy your Skittles.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
We're near the end here.
Sad.
It is sad. Admittedly, I didn't watch much football this year, and I am convinced that that is why the Vikings lost.
Yeah,
because
probably.
I finally decided to care. Remember I said all season long I didn't care? I barely watched any of the games. I watched maybe one or two of their games.
Yeah.
I don't think I wore the jersey more than a couple times. This week, I was looking forward to it. I planned out the day. I wore the jersey, wore the socks, wore, like, the ring that I have.
Oh,
I was all about it. And, of course, the moment I start to care, they turn into a bunch of chumps again.
Yeah.
So I ruined it, guys. Sorry. Sorry, Minnesota, all the fans. It was my fault. I apologize.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Now we have a Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl. The fact that the Patriots are in it was bad enough already. I hate the Eagles fans so much. Because you know what? Anybody else, like friends that I've had, you know, people who like other teams, when the Vikings would square off against their team or whatever, there was always like some good-natured ribbing, you know, but at the end, like, nobody ever rubbed it in anybody's face. I actually had multiple Eagles fans text me, comment on my Facebook. My one idiot friend actually left me a voicemail of himself just laughing.
That's actually kind of
funny. Only Eagles fans do stuff like that. You guys suck, and I hope that I can't even say that because I don't want Tom Brady to win again. Best case scenario, a giant asteroid drops on the field, kills everyone, and then the world's a better place.
Poor people in attendance.
Oh, well. They'll be fine. And it'll kill the Minnesota's stadium, too, so it'll solve a third problem, too. It'll get the Vikings off of planet Earth because they're terrible.
Did you see the tweet about the Super Bowl? That came out today?
No.
This guy's getting retweeted all over the place. Can I read it real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
It goes,
What's his username?
At Tone RR five R's. At
Toner.
So he goes, it's a story. My cousin has two tickets for the Super Bowl paid for $2,500. That's how much he paid for each ticket. He didn't realize last year it was going to be the day of his wedding.
Oh, whoops.
Okay. If interested, he's looking for someone to take his place. $2,500, you know, you think?
I thought he was going to say at the altar. I was going to say, well, I mean, you know, some things are important.
Her name is Lisa, 5'1", about 140 pounds, and she'll be wearing white. That's the joke.
Ah! So, me and Toner are on the same wavelength. Yeah, what an embarrassing game, though. It wasn't even a good game. It wasn't entertaining to watch. It sucked. Vikings just did not show up, man.
But the Patriots game, that was interesting. That was an interesting game.
The Patriots and Jags?
Yeah, that was a good, a quality game.
Dude, once again, man, like, you thought the Jaguars had a chance, and then suddenly Tom Brady decided, I think I'll start playing now. And
I'm Tom Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm Tom Brady. And the game just went awry for the Jaguars from there.
Yes.
How do you like that, Mickey?
You corrected yourself. It's a good start.
Beove. I went beove and beyond your expectations.
Fantastic.
Thank you, murderer. Thank you so much.
That's going to be gold.
I heard they were rubbing you all over the poles in Philly, though.
Yeah, they were. They were so that the dope Eagles fans, the Philadelphians, couldn't climb the street poles. And, like, you know, hang off of the traffic lights and things. They covered them in Crisco.
You know how bad it is when you have to prepare if they win or lose? Like,
yeah.
But, I mean, that's really any city.
I wish they had actually covered the poles in me. So, that, yeah, come here, you idiots. Try and climb this so I can punch you.
I wouldn't want to fight those guys. They're a different breed.
Yeah. What were you saying, though? Nothing about... I'm so upset that the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again, though. I mean, I know it's history.
That's
know,
what you, I'm all about.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier.
That's the one way you get around it. I mean, it's history. This is a big moment. If he's able to take down six rings, no one has ever done that before. the only other team to have 6 Super Bowl rings in their history is the Steelers, which I'm kind of happy about. But they won't be able to be saying they're the only ones.
And what's crazy is like that 6 has happened in the last 16 years.
I know. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. A little bit. It's also insulting. Like, I'm honestly considering, I'm not going to lie, I'm considering not even watching the Super Bowl because it's like, do I really want to watch? Because here's what's going to happen. The Patriots are going to destroy the Eagles. Do I really want to watch that happen? No, I don't.
Watch it for the commercials.
I can watch those on YouTube afterward. They get posted immediately.
Yeah, but it's a fun surprise.
Where are they having the Super Bowl?
Minnesota.
Because that was the whole thing, was like, you know, Minnesota had the opportunity to be the first team in history to have home field advantage in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And, of course, they blew it because it's Minnesota.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They blow things.
Yeah. Well, you know, you win some,
you
lose
a lot. You know what's interesting, too? I noticed, like, it's every 10 years they get to the NFC Championship and then they screw up. 1998, 2008. 2018. It's every 10 years, they're good. And then they're going to suck for another 10, and then they'll be back and they'll blow it again 10 years from now. So I'll see y'all in 2028. It's going to be great.
They're like the Halley's Comet of the NFL. Oh, it's 2028. Time to watch the Vikings soar again. There it is.
And there it goes. So close once again to hitting. Yeah. But not anywhere.
Yep, just 2038. We'll see you in another 10.
So what is this story about Tom Brady's wife almost saved us all? This is specifically last year.
Yes.
Interesting story that we're opening up here.
Yeah. She almost saved all of our lives.
Giselle apparently tried to get Tom Brady's friend to convince him to retire last spring.
Almost saved us all.
But was unsuccessful.
Yeah, he said he's having too much fun, and I don't blame him. He's winning all the time.
He can't not win. They're just constantly winning every single frigging game that they're in. It's disgusting. How old is he now?
He's 40, I want to say.
No idea.
So wait a minute. He is as old as Favre was when Favre was the oldest man in history to ever play football?
39 or 40, around there.
That was what Favre was in 2008.
He was 41 when
the commentators are right, this guy might as well be made of dust. He is the oldest man ever.
Thing is, Tom Brady doesn't get hit.
He doesn't even look old.
He doesn't get hit. He has Giselle. He has it all.
Yeah.
He'll never lose again.
Yeah.
Did you see they had a meme out? The Eagles signed a new quarterback today and it shows Eli Manning.
The only one who's ever been able. Yep. Tom Brady's ever present kryptonite. He could not beat Eli Manning. No matter what he did, he could not beat Eli.
Twice.
That's still cool. I mean, that's, you can say whatever you want about Eli.
Nice little feather in your cap.
Yeah, and you can say whatever you want about Eli and the Giants. They were able to do that. They kept us from having Tom Brady with 8 rings instead of 6.
I know.
How freaking gross is that, man? Think about that. So not only in the last 16 years have they won 6, but they've been in more than 6.
8.
Yeah, they've been in 8. So they've been in more than half of the Super Bowls that have happened in the last 16 years have been the Patriots.
Yep.
Why do you think I don't want to watch the freaking thing? I don't care. I've seen this movie before. I know how this ends.
I like reruns.
Incidentally, the last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl, guess who they lost to?
The Patriots.
The Patriots.
Well, flip a coin. That's, you know, it's probably them.
So, like, Philly's going to burn, right? When they don't win again?
And if they win, they'll burn.
Would that be a bad thing?
I'd be okay with that.
I like the Phillies, so no, I don't want that to
happen. I do like the Phillies, too. The only Philly team I like.
And cheesesteaks.
Yeah.
We have those
but
here,
we can
though.
Cook lots of cheesesteaks if Philly burned.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Cook them over the pyre.
Yep.
Love it. Yeah. Now, we've got the 10 best Super Bowl prop bets.
The ways to win them.
Yeah.
Like the guaranteed wins, at least according to this.
Okay. Your guide to picking some of the best prop bets of 2018. Total number of Donald Trump tweets during the game.
Jeez.
The over is 2.5.
But there is a thing about that, like why you should bet a certain way.
Last year, Donald Trump spent most of his Super Bowl Sunday complaining about the legal system's reaction to his travel ban and only made one tweet related to the game that was posted hours before kickoff. I'd be surprised if we get more than one Trump tweet during the action. Unless, will any players take a knee during the national anthem?
Yes.
I don't remember that. There has been such little attention on that, though, in like the last like couple months. I don't know if anybody even cares.
Well, except the one, that group of people, they do care. I don't know if we're going to get to that in a little bit. That's...
Oh, yeah, the thing about the ad?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, the NFL took out an ad about standing for the national anthem.
No,
they didn't take out an ad.
I thought it was them.
No, a company wanted to put an ad in, and they rejected it. That it says stand for the national anthem, and they even wrote Goodell, and they said, no, this is a political stance, da-da-da. It's like, but they're taking a political stance.
Right, yeah, that seems kind of unfair, doesn't it? Shouldn't you have, like...
Both sides of the fence.
Yeah, both sides of the argument should have an equal voice in the fight, don't you think?
I mean, it's a commercial. Take their money. If you can't form your own opinion, well...
Also a good point.
Yeah.
Let's see. The color of the liquid thrown on the winning coach... It's another prop bet. Will it be clear? Will it be greenish yellow? Will it be red or will it be blue? Wild card, purple.
If the Vikings were in it, I would go with purple. But no, I don't.
Frost Gatorade.
Yeah, this is the closest that they'll ever get to the Super Bowl, having it take place in their stadium. So, yeah.
They'll be there. You know what the...
In the locker room, crying.
What's the best bet on that one?
Orange is the... Oh, actually, wait. No Liquid Throne has the lead.
Well, it is Minnesota, so no. I wouldn't want Liquid Throne on me either.
Well, it's covered.
Oh, okay.
But what do they say is the best bet?
Apparently they're saying orange. I don't understand betting odds or like the line or anything like that.
I think they do that, and I may be wrong. I think they're saying that because that's a majority of the time it's orange.
Oh, my God. How many times will the word dilly be said during the broadcast?
Way too many.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Remember when we first brought that up, words that should be banned?
Yeah.
And you said, I never heard dilly dilly. When you watched that Vikings game, how many times did you hear it?
It was the only word spoken. I swear to God, even the commentators are just going, dilly dilly, dilly dilly dilly, dilly dilly.
Change your opinion now?
I hate you, Budweiser. I hate everything you stand for. I can't wait for the microbrew industry to put you out of business.
Ouch. Getting close.
Yeah. How many commercials will Peyton Manning appear in during the broadcast?
All of them.
He's just so freaking bored. He's in every commercial that gets offered to him.
What's the best bet on that?
Let's see. The over is 2.5. The under is 2.5.
What is their suggestion?
Last month, rumors swirled that Papa John's wouldn't be purchasing any commercials during this year's Super Bowl broadcast. That means Nationwide would have to run 3 commercials featuring the former quarterback, but the optimist in me hopes they know better than to subject the country to that much Peyton Manning. That's what it says.
I'm going to say that it's under.
Will Tom Brady announce retirement after the game?
No. He will not. He's going to get 7. He's going to go to 7.
Yeah, this guy says no, just no.
Yeah.
What will the coin toss be? Will Al Michaels say Vegas? What does that have to do with anything? There are a number of probably certain words that Michaels will utter during the game. He has a history of making cheeky gambling references and even got out of his way to help bettors hit the over on prop bets.
So they think he's going to mention it.
Will Rob Gronkowski be medically cleared to play?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Because it's enough weeks in between.
Will any member of NSYNC make a halftime show appearance?
I think they say to pick no because two of them said no. Joey Fat One and another
Joey
one.
Joey Fat One.
That's how you spell his last name.
Is that what it is?
Incidentally, the Fat One's last name is Fat One.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And JC said no too.
Yeah. JC Chazé.
GT though.
Oh my God, don't tease. Don't tease.
You can roll your eyes all you want, Mickey. You liked that song. We played it on the Music You Can Use a couple weeks
only
back.
Only because it sounded like Prince.
Oh, my God. If it was him and Bruno Mars, my mind would melt. I'm tearing up.
He is, actually. Look at his eyes. Well, enjoy the Super Bowl for whatever it is, for whatever happens, or don't enjoy it like me. I'm going to hate it. I'm going to hate every minute of its existence. I probably will not watch it. I'm not going to lie to you.
I will.
Because it's the Super Bowl.
Well, you can tell us all about it in 2 weeks.
You'll watch it.
I won't.
Yeah, you will.
It's almost like a threat, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode of the show. Mickey, tell us what we need to do. The listeners, tell them what they need to do, where they need to go.
You can go to afreakaccident.com. You can click connect on the menu tab. Menu bar tab thing, whatever. And find us on social media. Yeah. And you can find us on iTunes.
Yes.
And all those fun other listening applications.
Google Play Music. If you're an Android user, Google Play Music. Spotify.
Okay.
There's like TuneIn, Spreaker.
And those things. And that Stitcher. Stuff. Right. And you have to leave a good review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Because we need the reviews.
Leave a good review anywhere. It'll
please,
help us.
Please save us from the Facebook algorithm.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And you can also send an email to
freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yes. And if you want to hear more of this show while you wait for the new episode to come next week, you can head over to the podcast section of our website as well. We've got every episode we've ever done there. Yeah. Next week on the show, what's the rudest thing you can do when you text?
Ooh.
Gonna get you in line.
Put you in line,
that's
fool.
Right. Next week on the show, that's gonna happen. Plus more fun and games as well. Who knows what might happen? But we'll be here for it, and we hope you will be too. So thank you for listening to this one. Again, freaks@afreakaccident.com is the email. Get at us on the website. We'll see you on social media, and we will talk again soon. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Pretty little Skittles are fun to chew.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.